Hi. Well, I'm Andy Warhol. From, 1976 to 87, the world's most famous artist, that's me, phoned in his daily expenses to his office, the factory, to keep the tax man off my back. They had been hounding me ever since I poked fun at Nixon in one of my paintings. This careful record, from phone calls to cab rides, etc., quickly grew into more of a personal look at life in New York.
The Andy Warhol Diaries by Sean Grundy. Part 1. As in Holes.
I don't want to talk long this morning. I want to go over to Bloomingdale's before it gets too crowded. Tuesday, June 28, 1977. I haven't peed on any canvases this week. This is for the piss paintings. I told Ronnie not to pee when he gets up in the morning.
Hold it until you get to the office. All that vitamin B you take turns the canvas a really pretty color. But you need to call by Kendrick's to pick up the print paper.
You kidding me?
He insisted on a cab. Cab, $4. Photo supplies, $5.95.
Oh, gee, Bridget, turn that off.
David, he got so personal.
Where?
There, no, there, no, wait a minute.
Andy!
Okay, there. You sure needed that.
Hey, you don't like me looking at you.
Ronnie's okay, but it's great when Victor Hugo does it. Halston's boyfriend. I can watch him all day. He's even bigger than Joe D'Alessandro.
What happened to your neck?
Oh, don't look at that either. It's a pimple. I had to cover it with a Band-Aid. I haven't told anyone about the biopsy. It's embarrassing.
Bridget!
Bridget took forever to get lunch. McDonald's, $3. I had to answer calls myself. Fred Hughes, my manager, is worried about Bad, the last movie I made.
None of the distributors want to put money in.
Oh, gee.
Look, we need more portraits through the door.
I'm so busy. I have the piss paintings, the cum paintings, the shadow paintings.
The shadow?
Of Cox. Then there's interview.
Ah, that magazine is so in the red, it's bloody.
Oh. All this work, and now I have to call in my expenses every morning, and I'm not going to be around forever.
Hey, 53's not old.
You think I'm 53?
You're 53 in a month.
Stop saying that number.
All right, there's this guy, Richard Weissman. You painted his dad a couple years ago, the food business guy, collects Rothko's.
See? Nobody's.
Well, he wants to commission sports portraits.
Me? Sport?
Yeah, you know, Willie Shoemaker.
The two-foot guy?
Muhammad Ali.
Oh, he's funny. But doing private portraits, I don't know. Everyone's saying I sold out.
Look, the movies are crippling us. The Italians fucked us over.
Oh, I hated filming in Italy.
And, you know, since the shooting...
Oh, I hate Valerie more than the Italians.
Filming is so physically demanding on you. 3 to 4 portraits a week. At $25,000 a pop. And you still have time for, you know, the cum, piss, and cox.
Shadows. I'm going shopping. Picked up Bianca. Cab, $4. She was wearing the same dress she wore the last time. It's strange to see girls who really dress up wearing the same thing twice.
Oh, it was over that bitch. The one who sang Mick's song, Tumbling Dice, on her disc. Did you see the cover? Prostitute.
Bianca said she'd had a fight with Mick that morning. She'd accused him of an affair with Linda Ronstadt. You're wearing that?
What's wrong with it?
Oh, nothing. Bianca had 2 blemishes on her face. She's never had a blemish. I guess she's depressed about Mick, discoing the night away.
Andy Warhol, you never come to see me anymore.
Their daughter, Jade, was at the house. I wanted Jade to sing. She's got her father's mouth and her mother's voice. I asked her to sing Satisfaction, and she'd never heard of it.
I know this. God save the Queen. She ain't a human being.
Mick hates her singing this Sex Pistols. It was on the radio. He loves the Royals.
Punk's gonna be so big. It's all down to my velvets.
You are so clever, boy, Mr. Warhol.
cabbed up to Greenwich first, $5. Shopping is usually fun with Bianca.
Three of those, please. I love coming to the Village.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Do you know about the girl who shot you?
She killed herself, I hope.
Lou Reed said she's been seen hanging around the Village. He thought it was funny.
That is so cruel.
He says you've changed. No more freaks and cool people at the factory. You don't even call it the factory anymore.
Sometimes I think I stopped being creative since I was shot, because after that I stopped seeing creepy people.
Well, you swapped them for the rich and famous.
They don't shoot you.
I only got 3 cookie jars, $10. I was scared I'd run into Valerie Solanas. That would be a really weird thing. What would happen? Would she want to shoot me again? Would she try to be friendly? Bianca went home, cab home $5, Mr. Wu's takeout $6. Wasting money really puts me in a party mood. Cabbed to Studio 54, $5.50. It's just opened, and you know me. I'll go to the opening of anything, including a toilet seat. I took Vincent from the office. Employees made the best dates. You don't have to pick them up, and they're always tax deductible. Drinks, $20. We talked about how horrible the photographer Richard Avedon is. Vincent said Avedon gets what he wants out of people and then drops them. I agreed, and then he screamed at me.
That's what you do. You do the same thing.
Then Mick, in a lime suit, came in with that model, Jerry Hall. I thought things were fishy with Mick and Jerry, and then the plot started to thicken.
God save the Queen. She ain't no human being.
Mick was so out of it that I could tell the waiters were scared he'd pass out. His head was so far back and he was singing to himself, not really listening to me.
I've decided commercial things really do stink. You have to do stuff that average people don't understand, because those are the only good things. Fred wants me to paint a whole bunch of sports portraits. But everyone hates me for those private portraits. The Voice really attacked me for the Sister of the Shah portrait.
Iran's gonna blow.
I knew something was wrong the last time. They only brought the caviar around once. Why does everyone make it about politics? I got so hated over Vietnam. It just didn't inspire me. It was so far away.
You should have spoken up, man.
I did Chairman Mao. Wasn't that the same thing? When I did do something political, it got me into trouble.
I thought the vote McGovern Payne was funny.
So did Nixon. That's why he sent the IRS after me.
Let's dance.
I really have to go.
I could drop you off, Jerry.
Vincent was going to go with her to get a cab.
Oh, that's all right. Mick will drop me off.
They walked out together. It looks like there's trouble for Bianca. Later, everybody hands me Quaaludes, and I always accept them now because they're so expensive and I can sell them. Thursday, June 30th, 1977. I waited for Fred to pick me up at Sloan Kettering Cancer Center to go under the knife for a biopsy.
Is this a neck?
I don't want to talk about it.
Do you want to reschedule?
It might get worse. Talk about something else.
Muhammad Ali wants to meet. He's excited about his portrait.
I haven't said yes. I have to get serious again, Fred. I could die any day.
Just talk to him. Richard Weissman is sending down tickets to a party for Ali if Ali wins his fight with Shavers.
I don't even understand what that means. Do you think Ali would piss for me?
Ask him. He'll probably finish off what Valerie tried to do.
That's if this neck thing doesn't get me first.
Mr. Warhol?
It's hole, as in holes.
I got a local anesthesia. They did it for half an hour, and then they said go to work. I'm still worried. They don't know what it is, so I'll let my dear diary know soon if my days are numbered. Saturday, July 9, 1977. Changed at home. Ate some of Archie and Amos's food Nina had cooked.
You dogs eat better than me. Okay.
cab to the party for Muhammad Ali at the American, $2.50. It was one of those parties where you're waiting for nothing. Ali never came.
Yeah, he was too badly hurt in the fight, but he wants to meet.
Why?
Limoed to Muhammad Ali, free. His face was all smashed in. He has such a great body.
Art is so white, Mr. Warhol. I'll be the first major celebration of a black man in American art.
He seemed to know his stuff.
The black man has been excluded for centuries. Look at George Bellows. That was a half century ago. Since then, nothing.
He even knew about some 1930s black artist.
How you gonna paint me?
Gee, I don't know. I'm not sure I'm doing portraits anymore.
Huh?
Andy's juggling his schedule. Come on, why don't you take some Polaroids?
Can I tape record you two?
You go to fights, Mr. Warhol?
A date took me once. I couldn't watch. I ate all my fingers on one side.
Huh. Hey, don't my face look too beat up?
Nah, we retouch everyone over 20.
Sunday, I went to church. I was really thinking about my mother, and if I did the right thing sending her back to Pittsburgh, I still feel so guilty. I drew some shadows and watched TV. I got a big mention when Barbara Walters interviewed the Empress of Iran. In with the other art, they did a big close-up of my Mick print.
And surprisingly, they have a print of rock star Mick Jagger by Andy Warhol.
The Empress was very glowing.
I like to keep modern.
I don't want to do the Shah anymore. I think they're using me. My biopsy results tomorrow. I think if it's all fine, I must do what's best for art. I don't want to be forgotten.
So? Is that a smile? Yeah, you want to go to lunch to celebrate?
I want to paint. Bridget, turn it down.
I just drank a barrel of Coke. Where do you want it?
In the bathroom. We got a lot of money to make. Friday, July 29, 1977. Continued on the athlete's portraits. I started as a commercial artist, and I want to finish as a business artist. Making money is art, and working is art, and good business is the best art. Took a cab with Mick to Studio 54. Cab, $5.
In The Andy Warhol Diaries, edited by Pat Hackett, Andy Warhol was played by Scott Capurro. Ronnie Ancona played Bianca Jagger, Jade Jagger, and Jerry Hall. John Coleshaw played Mick Jagger and Muhammad Ali. Carrie Shale played Fred Hughes, and Martin T. Sherman played Ronnie Coutrone. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The Andy Warhol Diaries, edited by Pat Hackett, are adapted by Sean Grundy. The series is a Perfectly Normal production for BBC Radio 4. The producer was David Morley. The director was Dirk Maggs.